So this class is the second in our September series. And this series is building its way towards trust. Okay, trust is our intention for the month here at the studio. And so we're sort of starting, we started last week with intention and moving from a place of shame, of doubt, of questioning, of negativity, moving from that place, excuse me, all the way to the other end of the spectrum, which is a place of trust, a place of believing that the moment is complete, no matter what that moment looks like. So we talked about intention last week, intention being the thing that called you into the room tonight. I want to feel something specific or experience something specific or work with my mind in some way, right? That's our intention. It gets us out of limiting belief, or it calls us towards action. And tonight, what we're doing is we're moving to attention, as in pay attention, be present, be right here, pay attention. Okay? And there's a quote that I love. This is from Rumi. I feel like it's so cliche to quote Rumi as a meditation teacher, but I'm going to do it anyway. So there's a quote from Rumi, and he says, "You set out to find God, and yet you keep stopping for long periods at mean-spirited roadhouses." And I love that. And I invite you just to reflect on what your roadhouses are. You know, I think for a lot of us, they center somewhere around fear, doubt, insecurity. Last week we talked about negativity bias, which is the negativity bias is something we all possess subconsciously. We don't do it on purpose. But it's this little piece of our brain that treats every single moment like it was a problem to be fixed. Every single moment, there's some subtle, if I just was different, or if I could do this differently, or if you were different, or the moment was different, it would be better. And when we're in that place of feeling threatened or insecure or unstable in some way, our automatic response is one of fight, flight, or freeze. Okay? And in general, fight, flight, or freeze is not a bad thing. That's what's kept us alive for centuries, right? We like looked out of the cave, there was a tiger, and we thought, nope, don't walk out now. That's a good thing. But as modern day humans, most of the time, we don't need that level of response. Excuse me. Most of the time, a critical email from your boss does not require fight, flight, or freeze. Fight meaning I'm going to get really angry and argue about the moment. Flight meaning I'm going to completely run away. That's it. I quit. I'm never working here again. I'm not talking to that person ever again. We're done. And freeze is numbing. So freeze is Facebook, Instagram, online shopping, eating the chocolate cake. I mean, whatever your MO for numbing out is, we all have one, right? And it doesn't really serve a purpose most of the time today, okay? Of course, there are moments when our actual safety is threatened and we need that response. But what our meditation practice is doing for us is giving us the opportunity to decide, does this moment actually require that level of response? Or is this some habitual, non-conscious decision that's being made for me, and all it would take is a little bit of attention to change how I respond to the moment. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out the moment. Does that feel resonant? Like, if I could just solve this little problem, everything's going to be okay. And that figuring out in your brain is like scanning back into the past for every moment that could be possibly applicable to this moment, running way ahead into the future and freaking out about if I respond this way, this is going to happen. If I respond this way, this is going to happen. our meditation practice. Sorry, I'm getting allergies apparently. Our meditation practice is saying, just sit here. Just be here. Feel the thing you're feeling right now. Notice the thing you're thinking right now. Notice what you're believing right now. You don't have to do anything with it. You don't have to decide if it's the right or the wrong or the good or the bad. We're just trying to get here to see this moment. And I want to share, there's a book called Buddha's Brain, which is written by a neuroscientist, and it's about how meditation changes your brain over time. And I think he really brilliantly describes the stages of meditation. So I'm going to share those tonight, just so you can enjoy knowing where you are on this spectrum. And please, please, please hear me when I say this is not being shared as a you're supposed to get here. Because nowhere in meditation is there an end game, goal, you did it, achievement, gold star, ever. But the idea is these stages give us some sort of awareness of how our mind or our reactions or our being is evolving. So stage one, we haven't really started meditating yet. And you ask your partner to bring milk home after work, and your partner forgets, and you get in a huge fight about the milk. That's normal life for most of us, right? That's stage one. I'm not doing any work. I fight with my partner over milk. Stage two is, okay, I went to a meditation class. I read a meditation book. I'm kind of getting there. You ask your partner to bring home milk. Your partner forgets the milk. You get in this angry fight, and a couple days later, you're like, oh yeah, I'm really trying to be mindful. And the milk's not a big deal. I didn't have to fight about it. Okay. Stage three, your partner forgets the milk. You start to kind of gripe about it, and somewhere in your brain, you're like, you don't want to be doing this. Right? You have awareness in the moment. It doesn't stop the reaction. But you have the awareness. And then the fourth stage is your partner forgets the milk and you understand that there's no milk. And that's it. There's no other reaction to it. The actual moment, the truth of the moment is there's no milk. Period. Everything else is story around milk, right? That's what it is. My God, my kid needs milk or whatever. I can't cook this dish without milk. All of that is story around it. It's not that it's not true. It's just that it's story and judgment and projecting into the future about what dinner's going to be. And this moment is just that there's no milk. Pay attention to that. So we're going to practice. We'll see what happens with the milk. As we practice tonight, hold in mind that there's nothing to do except be here. So if you're here and you are really sleepy, be here and notice that. And if you're here and really uncomfortable, notice that. If you're here and blissfully peaceful and awake and present, notice that. The moment is complete just as it is. That's our practice for this evening. So we'll take a seat. If you've already had your legs crossed, you might uncross and go the other way. If you want your legs to be extended, of course, that is absolutely fine. You're going to let your hands rest onto your lap, palms face down. And when you're ready, you'll let your eyes drift closed. If it feels better for you just to have a soft gaze towards the ground, you are always welcome to do that. And together as a group here, let's take a breath, a deep inhale in. Release a sigh. And we're going to do that again. So nice deep inhale in. And a sigh. And allow your breath just to fall to its own natural pace. Just easy inhales and exhales as you take a moment to land. Whatever this Monday has been for you, you're here now. See if you can feel yourself really sit down. Let go through your hips, through your thighs. Fully sit. As your breath rolls in and out, you might just feel a little bit of lifting and lengthening in your spine so that you're seated tall. The back of the neck lengthens just a little bit. Crown of the head lifts. You feel awake here. Very subtly, we soften through our face, so the forehead relaxes, the eyes, the jaw. You might relax through your throat, through your neck. Feel a few breaths move across your shoulders. Maybe feeling just a hint of that tension melting as you breathe. Perhaps you notice the way your chest rises and falls with the breath. How does it feel tonight in the center of your chest? Sometimes we feel heartbeat there or a sense of being full or being empty. Sometimes we just feel nothing. This is all fine. Let your awareness drift down towards your belly and see if you can soften your belly a bit. So you're not engaging or pulling in. And you're letting breath move through your belly. And so here we are. Our back is straight and strong, keeping us awake. Our front is soft and open, inviting us to notice. And as you can, you'll place your attention on your breath. All that means is feel your breath. Feel the air as you breathe in And as you breathe out, you don't have to describe the breath or narrate it to yourself. Just let yourself feel. And as we move into a period of silence, you'll no doubt start to notice the thoughts, noises, sensations that distract you. And none of these are problems, not even the thoughts. We're simply paying attention. So notice when that thought pops up. Notice when a sound calls your attention away. And practice coming back to the breath. Even if you have to come back 1,000 times. You're teaching your brain to come back to this moment, this breath. And then this one. And this one. taking a moment just to deepen your breath here. Noticing exactly where your thoughts are, your attention is. Together as a group, a deep inhale in, releasing a sigh. Taking all the time you need just to wiggle fingers and toes, bring some movement back. Let your eyes open up as you feel ready. Staying right here, right in this attention. As we move out into the rest of our day, know that you already have the intention. Even if you don't have the words for it, the intention is what brought you in tonight, what asked you to sit down. And then the practice itself is what gives us attention, the ability to stay present, to stay awake to our experience. And together, these elements move us towards trust. Next Monday, the third in the series, we'll spend some time exploring trust in its entirety and in the practice. So I hope to see you then. Thank you. Namaste.